All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Games Corner. We are playing The Alchemist of Ars Magna, which just dropped from Medibang. It's available on Chest USA, where I bought it. It's also available on GOG.com. It's available on Steam Edited. You'll have to get the patch from the developer, or I think Denpasoft has it. It's probably just better to not get it from Steam and get it from another place that's DRM-free. Unless you gotta have the Steam version. Anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get started. Apparently the mechanics don't start for 3 hours in, but this is a 50-plus hour RPG. So expect that. It plays kind of like a board game, but you have... battles similar to Dragon Quest, and you have different emblems that you equip on your party members and things like that. So it's pretty cool. You can see some stuff about it from Steam. They've done a lot of videos there, and of course there's other places. I'm sure Jazz has uploaded those videos as well. But definitely pick it up. It's only like $35.99, so go ahead and give it a shot. Victories can be skipped. Enemies are weak. Aside from the difficulty level, enemies are strengthened with a revised level increase. Can't do anything there. Play it on easy or baby mode. Or not baby mode, but death by game. Enemies are stronger, but there's also like super hard mode and stuff. And unlocked only when transferring. Okay. Normal. Play the game normally. You can't change the game yet. As you get through different paths of the game, new stuff becomes available. With Ninetale, they always give you many different ways to play. Unfortunately, a lot of them are locked this time around. That's a bit unfortunate, but we're not playing this on easy. I am a fucking RPG gamer. Let's hit it, guys. How the fuck does it sound like Titanic? You know, that song that plays on Titanic? Just the melody. The Blizzard of Ash dancing among the dim lights were simply remnants of the civilization mankind once created. Lands were covered in a thick carpet of ash. After every step, a white trail of dust silently rose while leaving traces that were quickly erased by the fresh remains. Who would have imagined a nation slept beneath the land of despair? A landscape made of death and ruled by silence. Setting on the horizon of destruction, what sort of memories and thoughts struck the man? Could it be the numerous regrets bought by a future filled with despair? Or enchantment from the beauty created by astonishing decadence that man was? Yeah. Gradually, I opened my eyes. For a moment, a gray field of ashes filled my sleepy vision, but that view was quickly replaced with a golden wheat field. Sorry, Henry. Looks like I fell asleep. No sleep is also important, but if we don't leave soon, the sun will set. Yeah, at this point, the royal capital should be coming up soon. We should get there by the end of the day. If we reach the capital, will we find out more about our mission? Yeah, most likely at Cagliostro Academy. You look happy. I've always wanted to go there. I can finally get approved by my master. But don't forget about our mission. Of course! We better make our way to the royal capital soon. After preparing himself, Shin rose to his feet. Beside Shin was Enri. As she walked, she carefully watched the people working hard on the fields. In the fields, not on the fields. This is my first time seeing such a big wheat field. It's very different from the northern lands where we come from. True, the climate and... Shin's words trailed off. Assuming what Shin wanted to say, Enri released a soft sigh. It It's so peaceful here. The outer capital isn't exposed to the damage by the dust yet. That's why the scenery exists. I see. Both were at a loss for words. Further ahead, the views of Shin and Enri, beyond the golden wheat field and past the hills, were buildings of the royal capital in the distance. The ash-like substance called dust was first discovered over 100 years ago. The dust that filled the air had the ability of decomposing anything it touched. Whether it be living or inanimate, it will turn to dust. The erosion caused by the dust was referred to as oblivion, and the vitalization was first confirmed over a decade ago. Since then, people have lived in fear of the dust as livable lands get gradually consumed. That is this world. Despite being called the Mystical Lands, this was the reality that Arceus content currently faced. Cagliostro Academy of Magic. The elite alchemy academy where the wisest of the continent gather. It also acts as an institute that trains agents to fight the world's crisis. Or crises, rather. That's an ES. He handed the letter of recommendation from his master at the reception. After a moment of waiting, Shin was welcomed into the Chancellor's room. A middle-aged man with a bold yet dignified aura rose as he greeted Shin. Welcome! It is a pleasure to have you here, Shin Bolt. It's been a while. Thank you for accepting my sudden request. Shin smiled as he casually shook the Chancellor's hand. How can I possibly decline an old friend's request? Is Alberto's doing well? Yes, he's been well. Master has told me to give his regards to you, my lord. You're wrong, Shin. Huh? While I may be the king, I am also an alchemist. Do refer to me as Sir Faust or Chancellor. Alright then, Chancellor Faust. Hold on, guys. These voices are a little low, don't you think? Background voice. Voices are up to the high. Want me to turn the background music down just a little bit, guys? Maybe that'll work. Indeed. And is she the girl written in the letter? This is Enri, the god of Stardaze. Kin, or one of the gods' variants. Could this be a revelation of some sort, or... The Chancellor turned to Enri before emitting a faint grunt. I have a mission given to me by Astarte, but I've lost the essential content. I understand your situation. Don't worry. I will do whatever I can to assist you. Enri, if Astarte has given you a mission, it is likely related to the Dust World, or... Therefore, it is best for you to be at our academy. For you as well, Shin. Yes, Chancellor, I've heard from Aria, my older sister apprentice, and have been waiting to come here all along. Likewise with Aria, I'm counting on you. Father, may I enter? The voice from the other side of the door interrupted their conversation. Is that you, Celis? Wait a moment. Upon keeping the visitor on hold, the Chancellor turned his attention back to the two, and it was Celeste, not Celis. It would be best to keep Enri a secret among us only, so how about we say she's your demon partner? Are you saying that you're making me, created by the wise Lord Astarte, a demon partner of a mere alchemist? Is that bad? If you can just play along and say you are, it'd help me a lot. Fine. If it's for Shin, I suppose I can say that. Thanks, Henry. I'm just playing along. Also, you better treat me well or else. Yep, of course I will. Shin smiled at Henry, who turned around looking annoyed. Well, looks like that's settled. You may enter now. Excuse me, I've completed processing the documents. Oh, you are! Perfect. Allow me to introduce you to them. Celeste, this is Alberto's disciple, Shin, and his demon partner, Henry. Shin! The girl's eyes, which were narrowed as if she was pulling at a thread of memory, suddenly widened. Oh, Shin, are you that Shin? Yeah, my master wrote a letter of recommendation for me, but I didn't expect I'd be able to meet you so soon. I'd always believed that we'd meet again. We spoke of becoming alchemists together, remember? Ever since that time we spent, I have been studying hard. Celeste takes Shin's hand. Her eyes gazing at him almost seem to glisten. It has been a while. Has it been 6 years since I last saw you? No, I think it's 7. It was when I first visited the royal capital with my master. Shin once visited the capital while being accompanied by his master. His master was a renowned alchemist and was also a close friend of King Faust. Therefore, it was only natural for his master to visit Faust during his visit. While the two spoke, Celeste was introduced to Shin to keep him company. Starting on the same day really feels like fate. Oh, you're starting today too? Yes, I am. I look forward to spending time with you, Shin. Yeah, me too. Shin was glad he was able to visit the academy and reunite with Celeste. His heart filled with excitement thinking about the days to come. Shin, who is this? Oh, right, sorry, Henry. She is Celestiana Magistos. Yeah, because it's Magisto. Or is it Magisto? Celestiana Magistos. We're gonna go with Magistos. She's the daughter of Chancellor Faust, which also makes her the princess of Cagliostro. She's a princess? And this is Henri. Or Henri, whatever. It doesn't matter. I believe the Chancellor made a brief introduction, but she traveled with me here from my master's monastery. Okay, they did say Henry. I see, it's my pleasure to meet you, Henry. My pleasure too. Having a shy nature, Henry takes hold of Celeste's hand hesitantly. No need to be so formal. I also want to study alchemy, just like you two. Both you and your father say similar things. Haha, that's true. The Chancellor also said how he's a king, but he's just an alchemist here. Everyone is equal when searching for the truth. I tell my daughter this every time. That's true, I think. The Chancellor sounded quite satisfied as he nodded firmly. But I wonder if this is inheritance. No matter what I say, she insisted on becoming an alchemist. I gave her harsh trials, and yet she managed to accomplish all of them. Ha ha! That is my daughter. I thought he was upset, but he's just bragging about his daughter. I recall him doting on her a lot. Shin laughed hesitantly, remembering how the Chancellor cherished his daughter dearly. Now that you are part of the Academy, you will be treated as alchemists or alchemy scholars. As you know, this continent is at risk of facing oblivion. Cagliostro Academy of Magic was founded to bring together the intelligence to go against the catastrophe. Each one of you will be responsible for the future of this world. I would like for you to keep that in mind as you do your best. Yes, Chancellor. Understood. If that's what leads to my mission. To their response, Chancellor Faust returned a firm nod. As the three excused themselves from the Chancellor's room, they began walking around the campus. From the corridor connecting the buildings, a courtyard came into sight. The courtyard had a bench beneath the fountain as several alchemists were spotted, spending their time reading or chatting freely. You'd want to put your luggage down first, right? The dorms are this way. Do you live in these dorms too? Yes, my father approved it. He claims special treatment won't help me. So will we see each other regularly? I would assume it varies according to our field of study. Scholars here can select their major and teacher according to what they want to study and their quirks. Have you decided yet, Celeste? To Henry's question, Celeste shook her head lightly. I haven't worked the details yet, but I hope I can study techniques on how to save people from the Oblivion. Well, that is a goal all alchemists in the nation aim for, regardless of their styles. Yes. That is why I need to study the basics and find a path I can feel comfortable with. I suppose I'm like that too. The Cagliostro Academy of Magic is considerably more of a research institute, and the standard curriculum is considered to be the basics for further studies. However, simply attending lectures is not enough to survive here. It is said the fastest way to become a full-fledged alchemist is to be recognized by professors and become an apprentice. But you already are Lord Albertos' apprentice, right? I wonder if you can be part of the apprenticeship program. My master didn't particularly care about the details there. Either way, all I learned were basic techniques up until now. Oh, is that so? Celeste appeared surprised, but she quickly let that feeling go and continued her words. So that means we're both standing on the same starting point. Let's do our best. Yeah, it'll get me motivated to study with you. Shin and Celeste shook hands. They've already reached the scholar dorms. The building in front of them was the residential building where Shin and the others would be staying. Well, I'll be heading this way. I'll see you two around. I'm happy to see you getting along with Shin. Haha, you sound like a mother hen or something. Make sure to unpack after checking the layout of the room. Since we're going to live here, we need to stay organized. Hehe, she sure is like a mother hen. To Celeste's laugh, Shin zipped his mouth and shrugged. Entering their assigned room, Shin and Henri spent 2 hours cleaning, and arranging the furniture. Phew, I think this looks good. Moving around heavy things is tiring. Yeah, we have things to do tomorrow too, so let's rest up early today. With that said, Shin began thinking of sleeping arrangements. Come to think of it, is there only one bed? I guess we can sleep side by side if we squeeze. With you? Enri's cheeks flushed as she wrapped her arms around herself. What's wrong, Enri? What's wrong? Shin, do you not feel weird saying that? Oh, I guess you wouldn't like having little space, then I'll buy a set of beddings and sleep on the floor. Well, if it's just with you, I should be fine. Hmm? Wondering what was wrong with Enri, Shin peeked into her face. That was when they heard a knock on the door. Shin's eyes met with Enri's looking up, reacting to the sound. Who could it be? Maybe Celeste or maybe admins from the academy. Shin stood up to open the door. That was when a lady suddenly leaped into the room. Shin, it's you! Aria! I was so surprised when I heard the news about you coming to the capital. You should have contacted me earlier. Sorry, it was a last-minute decision. I heard Father wrote a letter of recommendation for you. Any reason why? Oh, that's because... Shin's eyes unconsciously shifted towards Henri. Following Shin's gaze, Arya's eyes gradually beamed at the sight. Huh? Hold up! Is she with you? Shin? Oh my! She's so cute! God, scare the poor girl, why don't you? Suddenly hugged by a stranger, Henri's antennae in her head shot up in surprise. Gosh, Shin, why are you with such an adorable girl? Gosh, she's so cute and lovely. What? What's going on? Hey, Shin, she's a demon partner, right? That's Enri. She accompanied me all the way here from the Master's Monastery. So you're Enri. Nice to meet you. I'm Aria. You can call me Big Sister Aria. Big sister? But I can't, since you're not my older sister. The way she's so cold is cute too. From the way she communicates, it seems like she's quite intelligent, huh? Was a contract made with a high-ranking god? Is she modeled after a butterfly? Or a silk moth, perhaps? My father is quite something. I can sense the intricacy in a glance. I wonder what spells he used, since he's never formed a demon partner in front of me. With that said, she continued to touch Henri's body. How should I put it? I can definitely tell she is Alberto's daughter. Actually, Henri was not created by my master. Oh? Then who? Don't tell me you did it, Shin. Shin is not my creator. I'd assume so. Not even a handful of experienced alchemists can create a demon partner at your level. There's a lot going on. The reason why I'm here at this academy is related to Enri too. And what could that reason be? I'll talk about it eventually. It certainly has to do with the Oblivion, though. Whether she judged the complexity from the blurred lines, Ari's expression turned serious. Henry slipped out of her arms in the meantime. Phew, my fur line is a mess. Oh, I'm sorry. I just got a bit excited. It's a bad habit of mine. Henry, this is Aria. She's the daughter to my master, also making her my senior. I've heard. You two used to live together, right? Combing out her hair and fur with her fingers, she nodded. Yeah, something like that. I figured. She was just like how you described her, Shin. For Shin, Aria was like an older sister back at the monastery. Since she entered the academy before Shin, it's been almost a year since they last saw each other. That makes me wonder how you described me. I just said what I thought. Unpredictable and jumps right into whatever that interests you. How rude. Is that how you treat your big sister after not seeing her for so long? And she acts like a big sister whenever she can, even though all she did was start studying alchemy before me. Hee. By the way, did you grow taller? It has been a year after all. Okay, you can't fuck your sister. Like, and if you do, you don't talk about it to nobody. You know, there's things you can't do. You shouldn't do. It's a hentai world. Maybe it don't matter. But in the real world, we don't fuck our sisters. Aria happily patted Shin on the head. Thinking it would be mean to swat her away, he simply shifted his gaze with a grunt. Her smile seemed more dazzling. Perhaps she looked more mature and sophisticated than before. One of the reasons why we came to the academy was to find more information on Henry's creator. There has to be a reason. A purpose for why I was born. But I didn't know what that was. Then as I wandered the forest, I met Shin. I see. There must be a select number of people who can create someone like you. I guess searching a place like here where alchemists from all over gather is perfect. Yeah, pretty much. But if we go around saying we're in search of a creator, we may be inviting unnecessary trouble, right? I suppose so. I wouldn't be surprised if someone tries to misuse a demon partner at her level. Maybe she might even be dissected, since she's so cute. No! Quit doing that! Hey, Aria, don't scare Henry like that! I'm just kidding. Why do your jokes not sound like jokes? Don't dissect the demon girl, damn. Sorry, but if that's the case, let me help too. I'll do something so you won't feel uncomfortable here. Like what? How about we say Henry is father's demon partner? That way no one with ulterior motives will approach her. Oh, so we'll use Master's name. Shin didn't acknowledge it so much, but his master, Albertus, was counted as one of the three sages and had a profound influence on modern alchemical studies. Therefore, most people would be convinced if they were told a demon partner with high specs like Henry was created by Albertus. That's fine with me. So we decided. Now it would be best if you two would join the Harmonia College. Harmonia College? No, it's nothing. It's too early for you two to decide on colleges. Well, now that that's decided, Henry will be staying in my room from today. Huh? Why? If we say she is my father's demon partner, it would be natural for her to be by my side. But I'm also Master's disciple. Aria released an exasperated sigh, Shin's obviously clueless protest. Look! Henry is a girl. I can't have her live in the same room as an adolescent boy. But we traveled together all this time. This and that are different. There happened to be a scholar who got expelled for trying an indecent experiment on their demon partner. As your sister disciple, I have the responsibility to prevent any immoral things from happening. Indecent experiments like what? That's... Aria leaned closer to Henry and whispered something in her ear. Soon after, Henry's cheeks flushed red like apples. Shin, you would never... I don't know what she said, but I won't do it. Well, I do believe in you, but this is to maintain discipline. Having a cute girl like Henry stay in a boy's room won't look good in the public eye either. That may be true, I guess. If that's the case, I'll go with Aria, but don't do anything silly to me either. Of course, I just want to get closer to you, Henry. Aria pulled Henry over as if she were going to nuzzle her cheek against hers. I'm having difficulty believing your words, but alas. Aria always did like cute things, but she's the type to take care of things she likes, so you should be fine. Thanks for the backup, Shin. Take good care of Henry. Thanks to Aria's attentiveness, Shin has been saved plenty of times in the past. There were times he felt annoyed at her older sister attitude, but he learned to appreciate it after she left for the capital and was left alone with the master. Well, I'll take Henry to my room now. It's late tonight, so I'll take you around tomorrow. I'll see you tomorrow, Shin. Yeah, see ya. After Henry left with Aria, the room was suddenly filled with silence. Sorry, guys. Shin slumped down on the bed. I'm finally here, at the Cagliostro Academy of Magic. Anna, I finally made it here. To solve the mystery of Oblivion, I'm going to be a full-fledged alchemist, Anne. He closed his eyes. The sight of his younger sister came to mind. Anna was Shin's younger sister who followed him wherever he went. He was not able to save her. As the dust fell upon his village, Shin was caught up fleeing for his life that he let go of his sister's hand before he knew it. The image of his sister blurred in the darkness. Henry and Aria. All the things that happened today replayed in his mind. Eventually, Shin let go of his consciousness and fell asleep. Here's your opening movie. There's Six Project, and this was like 2019. It's one of their later games. The Gears of Dragoon 2 that's going to release from Jast, that's actually one of their older games. But that doesn't mean it's not good. Very Castlevania-y. Mm-hmm. The reliable older sister disciple. Okay. My convictions as a knight cannot be broken so easily. Knightly princess. Okay, it's Celeste. My purpose memories, I must regain them all. The girl seeking her purpose, the demon who forgot all her memories. Like, we know that trope. Alchemist who seeks truth, and the harmonious mentor. Okay. Professor. And the astral performer. The kind-hearted demon partner. Kingdom of Cagliostro. There's the king. I knew he was the king. Hermit and a guard. Royal army major. The five gods of origin. Volcano, wind. Okay, there's a lot of them. The forces of the dust. The sinner who lurks in the abyss. Gospel of darkness. Gotta set up your bad guys, right? We want to protect the harmony of this beautiful world. I mean, yeah, people fuck in this game, but, like, it is a game, like an RPG. So, yeah, it's not like a big thing. It's not like something that just starts right off the bat. Oh, we're in sex. No, no. There's a story, guys. This is an RPG game, like, you buy on the Switch. Yeah, it's a thing. You're like, but it's got fucking, when's the fucking start? Like, a while. Matter of fact, I think he told me the first lewd scene wasn't until, like, again, 3 hours. You gotta read for 3 hours? Yeah. It's a game. I mean, this isn't like big dick night. You know, this is something different. This is literally Alchemist of Ars Magna. It has sex scenes, but it's not the main focus. And one guy was complaining. He said, well, I don't like the fact that when they have gameplay that the porn takes a back seat. Well, I mean, can a game both be fun and have the sex scenes? I mean, it'll have the things, like, some people were saying they didn't like certain games because of the tags. It's like, the day I play a game just because of certain fucking tags is the day I quit this shit. I mean, because I know there are some stuff I like, but there are games in particular that, you know, I want to showcase for the story, the gameplay, the fun factor, because you're spending $35 on just fucking porn? Ouch, man. Like, I know there's games out there that are, like, you know, Starless is pretty expensive, but there was so much more going on. There was so much crazy stuff that went on in Starless, in games like that, closed games, stuff like that. I mean, there wasn't any gameplay in those, but the art pieces and the music and everything, you know, the... And to be fair, in closed game, it was a long time before we even got any sex. George got murdered before we had sex. So, yeah, guys, if you spend the money on a game like this, you're going to get a game. So, I mean, a lot of people say, oh, it's just a fap game. It's not. Just because it has sex doesn't mean it's just for sex. There's, again, a full story. But let's go ahead and get back to the game here. The next day, Arya took us around the academy like she promised. Waiting at the plaza in front of the academy, Arya came along with Henry. Morning, Shin. Did you sleep well? Compared to the monastery's bed, it was very comfortable. I hope Henri didn't cause you too much trouble. Shin, please don't treat me like a child. Hee-hee, we set pillows side by side and talked lots. Perhaps spending time last night helped. They seem much closer today. He worried about Henry's shyness, but it seems like there aren't any issues. Glad to know you're getting along. Though Henry thinks a lot and sometimes has a tendency to become shy for overthinking, she's more independent than you think she is. I'm just always doing the best thing. Henry sighs and worries that she could be misunderstanding. I see. Yeah, that may be true. Anyway, enough talking about me. Could you please take us around? Oh, that's right. This may sound repetitive, but this is the Cagliostro. King Faust, the chancellor of this academy, as you can see, the kingdom's budget. Eh? Oh, whoa. That was a word salad. King Faust, the chancellor of the academy, as you can see, the kingdom's budget plays an important role in establishing an operation. What? Okay. You mean Chancellor Faust? Hehe, that's right. Arya smiled and they started walking towards the academy. Of course, Shin and Henry followed. Yesterday, the Chancellor told me that each of us would be responsible for the future of this world. The public's expectation is large. We've got to continue researching and studying in order to fight against the Oblivion. I have to add in words, guys. By the way, did you know this academy used to be called the Faust Organization? When walking into the main hall, Arya changed the subject. A celestial map based on the original celestial is decorated on the hemispherical open ceiling. As they gazed up at the spells that also represented the five elements, Shin responded to Arya's question. I heard that the academy used to be a research facility for alchemy? Yes, Chancellor Faust saw the threat from the active moment of the dust phenomenon and decided to compile the information on alchemy that was formerly scattered, which is the era of the Restorers, three sages that formed modern alchemy, Shin proudly answered. Faust of the Pseudo-World, Nicola the Commander, and Albertos of the Foghorn. Thanks to their contributions, they were able to study alchemy at ease. The three sages indeed contributed a lot, which is why I am proud of what my father has done, but the effects were not always good. What do you mean? Whoops. According to research, the Faust organization later split into three colleges. Whoops. I don't know. Something dropped off the ceiling. Hold on a second, guys. Ugh. Make sure there's nothing in my shirt. Just really, crazy weather around here right now, guys. There's all kinds of bugs and stuff, you know. I got bit last night, so I'm a little on edge. I don't like to fight the bugs outside the house, outside the game. I like to fight the bugs inside the game. It's, more preferred, option. According to research, the Faust organization later split into three colleges. Each college excelled in distinctive fields and created conflicts due to the differences in beliefs. Well, of course, that idea has been carried over to the academy. Further conflicts began to arise as people with different ideas and more power entered different colleges.
Cariostro
That is Cagliostro's conflict of colleges. Right now, with all the rivalries, the colleges haven't been able to work together to go against the threat of oblivion. Conflict of colleges. I suppose there's a lot going on, even between alchemists. Sorry to bring up such a heavy topic, but if you're not aware, it might make you feel uncomfortable in the future. Are you part of a college, Aria? Well, yes. But let's talk about that another time. I don't want you to make judgments based on me. Come on, keep going. Okay. After that, Shin and Aria take them around the various spots around the academy. This is the library. It is a massive collection of books about alchemy and the gods from all over the continent. Wow, that's a lot of books! It's said that the collection here is the largest on the continent. There are grimoires, essays, research reports, and books on legends, myths, and folktales as well. It is definitely a fountain of knowledge. You can freely view the majority of books, but you might need permission to borrow, so be careful. Some forbidden books contain curses at the moment you open it, or may even have traps. Ouch. That sounds scary. There are even spellcasters who specialize in lifting curses. Either way, deciphering and transcribing them are already hard enough. There's a lot that goes into acquiring knowledge, huh? Aria urged them to go to the next area, despite Shin feeling somewhat reluctant to leave. At the edge of the lake outside the academy stood a strangely shaped tower. Aria began to explain as they gazed up at the tower with a bulbous roof. That's an observation tower, commonly known as a weather station. The weather station? You mean for the dust? Exactly. That tower has the ability to predict and analyze the extent and impact when the dust generates. I remember seeing the same tower when we traveled. Did the alchemists from the academy build it? Yes, the analysis of Oblivion is very important. With the royal capital at the center, observation towers have been built on four corners of the continent. The weather station here can predict the movement of the dust using information collected from the four towers. I see, so this is where the data gets collected. But it's more commonly used as a dating spot, though. Following Arya's gaze, there were certainly several lovebirds strolling around the boardwalk. I wonder if Shin would ever find a special one. What are you saying, Aria? I'm here to study. That's right, you've always been interested in collecting insects and other creatures than girls. He's more of a big child rather than an alchemist. Big Sis here is worried about your future, Shin. The two looked at each other humorously as they released a sigh. Shin couldn't help but remain silent. Arya continued to guide them to the cafeteria, practical room, and finally they reached their lecture hall. Arya apparently timided their arrival just before class started, and there were few scholars already in the lecture hall. Surprised at their curiosity, Henry quickly hid behind Shin. Do you want me to hold your hand, Henry? I'm fine, but don't go too far without me. I suppose it's hard for Henry to stay calm in a place with so many people. Even Shin felt nervous entering a lecture hall for the first time. It can't be helped. Upon inspecting the lecture hall, they spotted Celeste lightly waving from her seat up front. With Arya and Henry, Shin made his way towards her. Hello there, is this your first day at lectures? Yeah, it is. Mine too. I did take part in a trial lecture, but this is my very first class. You must be Celestiana. It's my pleasure to meet you. I'm Arya Magnus. It's a pleasure, Miss Arya. Please, just refer to me as Celeste. Or Celeste, whatever. Yeah, Celeste, right. We had that right. Then please call me Arya. I've been a sister disciple to Shin over here. So I've heard. You're also the daughter to Lord Albertos, right? May I ask you something personal? Sure, if it's something I can answer. Under Lord Albertos, you should be able to learn alchemy easily from him. What brings you here? I wanted to see the world outside, and Arya peered over to Shin before her lips arched to a smile. I think I was trying to be rebellious. My father's teaching is wonderful, but it seemed like being with him would set my path from the beginning. I think I understand what you mean. I'm aware that my concerns may make others jealous. I see what you mean. My father is also overprotective. I suppose we have to face the consequences of having superior fathers. looks like we can get along, Arya. Their similarities must have helped the two get closer despite this being their first time meeting. Shin, is it just me, but are people staring at us? Now that you mention it. They were being the center of attention. Shin didn't recall acting so conspicuous, but somehow all eyes were directed this way. Everyone is curious about you guys. After all, you are the disciple of Albertos of the Foghorn, and she is the beloved daughter of Faust, the pseudo-world. You know her? Well, yes. The other beautiful girl appeared to be slightly older than Shin. Her dashing demeanor was full of confidence. Which accentuates her beauty even more. Next to her stood a rather hesitant-looking boy. Spotting his dog-like ears, Shin noticed he must be her demon partner. Hi there, I'm Altina Rive, and this is my demon partner friend. Hello. Hi, nice to meet you, I'm...
Zonjiteimasu wa, Shin Bardo-kun. Watashi wa, Marudo
I'm aware of you, Shinbolt. I serve as an assistant for Professor Johann of the Marduk College. Marduk College? Yes, have you decided what faction college you're going to? If you haven't, why not come visit our research tower? For someone like you, who learned under Lord Albertos is always welcome. Excuse me, Maltina, it's against the rules to suddenly recruit someone like that. Oh, but aren't we on equal terms, Zarya? Just because you're a sister disciple doesn't mean you can take advantage of luring someone who doesn't know the situation into your college. I am not doing... Shin, take this as a warning. Don't take sides with the Harmonia College. If you join an academy that always pushes back on the dust issues, it'll just ruin your academy life. Oh, excuse me. Heh. Smiling without feeling the least bit mad, Maltina dramatically spun around and before returning to her seat, she turns to Celis. It's been a while, Celeste. Just remember, it's not easy to survive here just on your father's reputation. You don't have to put it that way. Teehee. Ah, but it's great that you folks have a lovely group of unskilled people that can help each other out. After spitting out crude words, she left the group. Her demon partner friend quickly bowed in fear before following his master. Now that was obscene, looking down on us like that. That's Maltina Rive. Her name is Maltina. That's Maltina Rive. She's an alchemist who's part of the Marduk College. Her demon partner's creation skills are superb, and she's considered as someone like my rival. She seemed to know you as well, Celeste. Well, we used to get along since our families were close, but... I see. Assuming Celeste didn't want to continue further, Shin refrained from asking. That was when the lecture hall's doors opened and a man stepped in. The whole class instantly turned quiet as a stern-looking man with a cold demeanor entered. That's Professor Johann from the Marduk College we just spoke about. The class today will be held by Professor Johann. So that's him! As Arya guided them around earlier, she explained how classes at the academy were given by elite professors from respective colleges. Attending lectures was optional, and credits did not exist, but regularly scholars were required to submit their research reports and papers. If the reports catch the professor's eye, one will have the opportunity to become their disciple and would be given an environment to do notable research. On the contrary, if the result could not be presented, it would be harder for one to remain in the academy. Oof. Previously, we've spoken about embedding spells at the cellular level when forming demon partners. If the spells are successfully placed, you'll be able to customize the traits and performances of the demon partner. Of course, the more advanced the procedure is, the harder it would be to engrave, and the risk when failing would be larger. However, simple techniques such as strengthening the body or improving repetitive actions can be easily successful. Professor Johan continued to speak. And you are, oh, I heard from the Chancellor, you must be Lord Alberto's disciple. For instance, a seal embodies a spell. Since there is a limit on the information that can be written during the creation, compression of spells would be needed. As Johan spoke, he began writing on the blackboard. Rapid Dash is a basic spell. When the spells materialize, this is what happens. As the professor rapidly performed symbolic gestures, the chalk text on the blackboard suddenly began to float. The chalk broke into particles and was reconstructed as a spell. A murmur rose among the scholars at the skillful technique. As you can see, any demon partner with the seal embedded in them will be agile from birth. By compressing, seals and raising their density, you can create a demon partner with complex properties, but that would require experience and intuition to control the spells. Rewriting a demon's partner's seal should be in the domains of gods. Did he figure out the mysteries of gods and surpass that? Shin couldn't help but respond to Enri's mutter. Creating demon partners was something alchemists had been doing, but altering and customizing one's nature to suit the creator's needs seemed as if it was violating the domain of the gods. As if he heard his thoughts, Professor Johan turned towards Shin. And you are... Oh, the Chancellor did say there were new scholars, so you must be Lord Alberto's disciple. Yes! As Shin stood up, Johan gestured him to go to the podium. This is a good opportunity. Let's see how you do. Add on to this seal and change it into a spell that says Rapid Growth. You want me to promote growth, but wouldn't that accelerate aging? That's fine. Maintaining performance is a more complex spell, and I am not asking that much from you now. Taking the chalk from Professor Johan, Shin faced the blackboard. He can feel all the eyes from the class focused on him. A disciple of Alberto's, one of the three sages, huh? He's a younger brother disciple to Aria, right? I wonder if he's good. Do your best, Shin. Upon rewriting the spell, Shin performed symbolic gestures. Like before, the chalk broke down into particles and headed towards the seal. Whoa! He's doing the same spell as the professor! I did it! Shin rewrote a section of Professor Johan's seal. Looking at the completed seal, the professor raised a brow. This is no good. The seal has been swapped to a different spell. You wrote, sleep well. With a haphazard spell like this, you won't be able to control your demon partner. Forget the promoting growth. Your demon partner would be a total weakling. The class burst into laughter at the professor's remark. Johan raised his hand to silence the class. He quickly tweaked the seal to show an example himself. This is now the spell to promote growth. Next, let's use this spell and try it on an actual demon partner. Oh, you may now return to your seat. Okay. Heh, what a pity. Looks like your spells don't work. I suppose Lord Alberto's must be obsolete. Maltina then stepped up to the podium. Maltina held a container with a demon partner in the form of a primitive slime. She said she was the professor's assistant, so she probably helped with his classes. As Shin returned to his seat, he witnessed how the slime grew drastically with Professor Johann's spell. The class ended after the professor shared some knowledge on demon partners and introduced us to several other spells. After class, Celeste concernedly calls out to Shin. Don't worry so much about what happened in class. Oh, I'm not. Yeah, don't feel so down. That was your own answer to the question, right? What do you mean by that? A well-slept child is a well-kept child. Perhaps that spell wouldn't have grown a partner as fast as Professor Johann would have wanted, but they would have been biologically stronger. There's no one to answer to alchemy. It's important to learn, but instead of just taking it in, you still need to find out your own answers. My own answer. To Harry's words, Celeste paused in a moment of thought. And this is how my days at Cagliostro Academy of Magic. I would rather it say, and this is how my days at THE Cagliostro Academy of Magic begin. Shin attracted attention as a disciple of the renowned Alberto's, but about half a month later his reputation settled as an average academy scholar. Then one day... Jeez! People just don't get it. There's no rules stating you need to follow everything in the textbook, and yet they just assume Shin's way is wrong. If he tries his best, my Shin is amazing. You can't measure one's alchemy skill just by lectures. Hey, Henry, stop complaining and help me carry these books. You too, Shin. Aren't you mad after being laughed at for not meeting people's expectations? But it's true that nothing on the textbooks is registering in my head. While under Master Alberto, Shin didn't learn any many detailed spells. Whenever they had time, they would go out to the fields to try various formulas and dispenses. He only found out what he was doing was the old way of doing alchemy research. Aren't you annoyed at the people talking behind your back? I'm too busy to have fun discovering and learning new things every day. Just look at you. Henry released an exasperated sigh as she took some books from Shin's hands. The two of them arrived at a nearby table. Either way, we can finally move on with the investigation. Yeah, life at the academy has been pretty chill, too. All the books Shin borrowed were related to a particular field. The books are closely related to the main reason why they came to the academy, which was... The existence of Astarte, Phantom Origin, the God of Wisdom. That's an interesting research topic, studying about Astarte. A third hand slipped past Shin and Henry as it reached for the books. Shin looked up at the owner of the hand. And you are? Oh, I'm sorry for the intrusion. I was just wondering what kind of research you were doing. Okay. She was a woman that had a gentle demeanor and a sense of receptiveness, but her eyes had a glint of intelligence commonly seen among scholars. God Astarte is said to be the sixth origin following the five elements, earth, water, fire, wind, and sun. But there are many theories about their existence. No sorcerer has been able to contact or let alone make a contract with them, and that's why they're called the Phantom Element. So why are you interested in Astarte? Well, Shin stammered out a response. After a moment of silence, the woman smiled. No need to force out an answer. I was rude for suddenly asking. No, I understand I'm researching a strange topic. Receiving the book from the woman, Shin smiled fondly. The god of wisdom, Astarte. Legends say they inherited the apostles' immense knowledge. With that knowledge, I wonder if the continent can be saved from Or. I'm sure Astarte can... Henri Lee Forth, excuse me, learn... Let's try that one again, guys. Henri leaned forth as she enthusiastically responded. The woman's eyes slightly widened before a gentle smile on her face. I see. So that is why you were researching on Astarte. I hope you find something out, Shin and Henry. You are? Oh, haven't you heard anything from Aria? From Aria? Hee-hee, well, that's fine. Tomorrow you'll find out anyway. I'll look forward to our introductions until then. Uh-huh. Well then, goodbye, Shin. Your report had a very interesting perspective. I'm looking forward to seeing more. Did you read my report? Without answering Shin, the woman happily waved before leaving the vicinity. Puzzled, Shin and Henry look at each other. What was that all about? Who knows, but she complimented me by saying that my perspective was good, even though Professor Yohan said it was outmoded. No need to be so happy, you're too easily pleased. Though Henry couldn't help but smile at Shin's first compliment ever since he had came to the academy. Among the books that Shin had taken from the library, he counted those that seemed important before bringing them back to his room. Next day. Okay, guys, and this is where we're gonna end it. Alright, so, more or less, I'm probably not going to continue this one. We're still doing Eve Nicol, and we're still committed to that. That's the one I started, I've enjoyed, and I'll be definitely playing this one. It's just more of a side thing, because I am really interested in this game, and I'd like to go by it a little faster, and I'd also like to do it when I'm not half asleep. I didn't get much sleep last night, and Dr. Pepper's only lasts so long, guys. Caffeine, yeah, I'm not doing energy drinks or anything like that, but coffee and caffeine, it only fucking lasts so long. So, I'm done here, and, I wanted to have this up on Tuesday, even though the game has come out, you may have seen it on other channels, that's fine. But I wanted you guys to just kind of know it was out. And yes, it is an H game, but... I mean, the H just... It's not going to slap you in the face. This isn't Rants. This is Ninetail. You know, there's a lot of storytelling here. Some of it may seem anime and campy to you. But that's fine. Because apparently there is two paths like there is in most Ninetail games. I have not played a lot of Ninetail games, to be absolutely honest with you. So this is kind of new to me. I'm not very... very used to the company. I do have both Venus Blood, but I have not really played much of them. And this is the first I've been like knee deep in a Ninetales game. So, of course, we've got this one. It's out, and we've got Gears of Dragoon, which just finished testing. So it should be ready soon, and it's going to be a fun one. That's more of a dungeon crawler. So that looks like it's going to be a pretty fun game. You actually see gameplay footage of that on YouTube right now. Now, of course, you can see gameplay footage of this because it's out, but before it came out, it was almost impossible to find actual gameplay footage. Even in Japan, I couldn't find it. So here you go, guys. Check it out. It's available on Jest USA. It's available on Dempasoft Store. It might be on Manga Gamer. It's definitely on GOG, and it's on Steam. So definitely check it out no matter which way you go and pick up this interesting game. As you see, there are definite errors in the translation and definite errors in the grammar and spelling. But that's to be expected, you know. I'm glad to see Medibang has taken bigger projects, though. Dual Princess was a huge project, and now they're taking on this one. And it's not too bad, you know. I think it's pretty good. I mean, is it ever going to be perfect? No. But it's fun. It's legible. I understand what's going on with the story. And I've got enough of the English language behind my belt to understand what they're trying to say, even if things are a little weird, you know, because I was a writer and editor for a number of years, so I understand this stuff. And I think even people that aren't as well grasping the English language as I am will have fun with it. It's quite a lot of reading for those that aren't looking for a visual novel, but it's definitely a gameplay VN, so it's going to have the visual novel parts, obviously. But I'm having fun, and I think you guys will too. So check it out. It's still on sale in many places. So go get it at that debut sale so you don't pay the $40 or the $36. What was it? $35.99? Yeah. But at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I am out for Grimm's Hentai Games Corner with Alchemist of Ars Magna. And go pick it up if you like the game. I'm out.